Global Marxism Agenda 2030 THEUN, The Destruction of the United States, Episode 6. This episode will bring us up to date, through the year 2022, and the Daily News, in 2026, tells the rest of the visible story. The groundwork has been laid for a coming global conflict of unimaginable terror and destruction. The earth is groaning and something new and terrible is about to be birthed. I will reveal the source of this last day's apocalypse and what we can expect to happen, in the next episode. The sides and factions of the ideological global war are established, and it would appear there are several. Some in opposition, others in an alliance. China, Chinese communism, Russia, global ambitions, Iran, Islamic Jihad, and the United States. But appearances can be deceiving. The greatest of all prophecies says otherwise and gives us a clear and precise description of the parties involved and the driving force behind each one. There will be only two dominant forces in opposition with a myriad of allies and accomplices, and only two driving forces, which I will reveal in a coming episode. But first, as I said in the previous episode, the ideological war is over. The groundwork has been laid for the coming terror and destruction. The earth is groaning and something new and terrible is about to be birthed. I will reveal the source of this last day's apocalypse and what we can expect to happen, in the next episode. I stated, in the last episode, that I would address each stated goal of the UN-initiated and UN-controlled Marxist Globalist Agenda 2030 and uncover their actual goals, methods and results. Because Agenda 2030 goal number 3 is so broad and includes all the goals, I am doing a panorama of all 17 goals and will point out the real objective and methods of each goal. You can click on photos to see the webpage source. Goal number 3, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. There is a social and political war raging in America between conservatism and the radical left, and it is for the life or death of America. Better said, the war is between capitalism and Marxism, democracy, in the case of America, a constitutional republic, and Marxist communism, prosperity and severe lack and poverty, between slavery and freedom, between Christianity and atheism. The leftists and Marxists have a well-defined game plan and a simplified strategy, while the right has a confused defense and no effective game plan. It seems the conservatives, Christians and most Republicans are furiously fighting the myriad brush fires being ignited by the leftists, while ignoring the source, or should I say, ignorant of the source. If you don't stop the problem at its source, you will always fight the endless brush fires, until you tire and collapse. What is the source? Liken the source to flying a kite. You can know all about the materials of the kite, the construction of the kite and the kite's aerodynamics. But, until you know what is driving the kite, you will always deal with the failure of an earth-borne kite or kite tangled in trees or high electrical wires. The source of the kite is the wind. It is the wind that drives a kite. It is a combination of the socialist communist Marxist hatred, resentment and envy of Western prosperity and values, greed and the dream of a communist utopia, which is the absence of the latter, that drives the political and social war in America and around the world. Communist utopia, a place of ideal perfection, especially in laws, government, and social conditions. Adherents of Marxism, into which I am lumping socialism, communism and all other variants of these ideologies, truly believe that they can achieve 1. World peace and the end of wars by eliminating gun ownership and by creating one global police force, a one world court system and a one world government. Click on photos for website referenced. 2. The end of hunger by controlling worldwide agriculture, food production and distribution, but scarcity is the result. 3. Good health and well-being for all of Earth's inhabitants by way of the World Health Organization directing which medical practices are allowable, pharmaceuticals, medicine production and distribution, making unilateral decisions on abortions, assisted suicides and euthanasia, i.e., world population control. Poverty and lack is the norm in life in Cuba. 4. Quality education through tightly controlled state-sponsored education programs which teach or indoctrinate government policies and practices of Marxism. Poverty and life in Cuba. 5. Gender equality by promoting and protecting aberrant behavior and lifestyles which are counterproductive for social and psychological stability and population growth, not to mention the destruction of women's sports programs. Transgender Leah Thomas. 6. Clean water and sanitation by rationing the availability of resources. Water pollution in China. 7. affordable clean energy by eliminating all fossil and nuclear fuels and through rationing. High-wire electrical workers in China. 8. Decent work and economic growth is determined by elitist policymakers in the highest offices of a one-world government. This is so ill-defined and subjective that no further comment is needed. Labor conditions in China. 9. Resilient infrastructure. Crumbling Venezuela infrastructure. 10. Reduced inequalities is another way of saying, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs is a slogan popularized by Karl Marx in his 1875 critique of the Goethe program. The principle refers to free access to and distribution of goods, capital and services according to Marxist doctrine. 11. Sustainable cities and communities as defined by Marxism. 12. Responsible consumption and production as defined by Marxism. 13. Climate action by eliminating all fossil fuels and any production method with emissions of any kind. Funded through taxation and redistribution of wealth. 14. Cleaner oceans according to Marxist doctrine, which usually mean restricted use. 16. Peace and justice according to Marxist doctrine by strict dictatorial rules. 17. Partnerships for these goals, though a one-world government. The UN and their surrogate partnerships are simply a front for a one-world Marxist-style government. They have accomplished what they endeavored to do. Agenda 2030 has publicly and brazenly stated they will have achieved all their objectives by the year 2030. They are ahead of schedule. The ideological war is drawing to a close. The terror and suffering will soon begin. Get ready and stay ready. Since writing this article in 2022, President Donald Trump has changed the political landscape around the globe in an effort to counter the growing global Marxist and radical Islamic menaces. The dictator in Venezuela has been removed and hope given to her people. Cuba has been put on notice. The terrorist Islamic leadership in Iran is falling into shambles, Israel is exerting great influence and control around her borders, and the U.S. commitment to Israel is stronger than ever. This strengthening of the Western commitment to global democratic freedoms is encouraging but is also creating a global tension that many fear will erupt into a global conflagration. Michael J. Young. Next, coming soon, Globalism and the Next Tower of Babel, Episode 6. Previous, Marxism, Agenda 2030, the UN, the American Democrat Party, Episode 5. A preview of what is coming, the prophecies. Daniel 12:1 says, Now at that time Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation until that time, and at that time your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. Verse 3. And those who have insight will shine like the glow of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Verse 4. But as for you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal up the book until the end of time, many will roam about, and knowledge will increase. A visible look into the future. Matthew 24:29 warns that, but immediately after the tribulation of those days the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Verse 30. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Verse 31. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet blast, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Matthew 24:21 tells us that, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will again. Verse 22. And if those days had not been cut short, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect those days will be cut short.